good evening. It's a pleasure to see everyone tonight. If you're visiting with us, we appreciate you being here so much, and we'd like to invite you back. If you're going to be in town on Sunday, we'll have services again at 9 o'clock, and we would love to have you join us. As many of you know, I just returned from Israel. We were over there filming some more videos, and I have a lot of stories and interesting things to tell you. But hopefully we'll have an opportunity in classes or in lessons to take care of that. But I wanted to share one little thing that happened right before our trip, but it involves the trip. Obviously, we were going over there to shoot these videos, and so we needed to get permits at a lot of places where we wanted to. Of course, the topics of these videos were about the United Kingdom. So we were going to be filming a lot of things about Saul, David, and Solomon. And one of the places we wanted to film was at a place called the City of David National Park. It's actually an archaeological park just south of the Temple Mount. It sits on the location of where the original Jebusite city of Jerusalem sat. And we wanted to go and film a number of things there because they were pertinent to the story. It is a national park, which is run by the government, similar to the way our national parks are. But it's also run by another organization called Elad, the Elad Foundation. And the Elad Foundation is an ultra-Orthodox Jewish group. And the word Elad literally means God is eternal, or it means always and forever. And so if you think about it from an Orthodox Jewish standpoint, the word Elad is appropriate because obviously they believe that the land was given to the Jewish people forever by God. And so they're very protective of all that. So as we were filling out the paperwork to get this permit, they asked us a number of questions about what we wanted to film there, what we were going to be talking about. And we told them, well, we want to talk about Joab's capture of the city. Thumbs up, no problem there. David moves his capital from Hebron up to Jerusalem. They said that was fine. They want to talk about the Psalms a little bit. And they said, well, that sounds great. What about Solomon's anointing at the Gihon Spring? That was no problem. We told them David and Bathsheba, and we got a little bit of pushback. And we finally got a response from them, and we said we were approved to discuss the story of David but we were, quote, not allowed to portray David in a negative light. Now, you're laughing because you're all good Bible students. It's virtually impossible to tell this story without portraying David in a bad light because David did bad things in this story, and there's just no getting around it. And when I received the email, I kind of hit the roof, and I came home and blessed my family. They had to listen to a 30-minute tirade when I got home. But I think there's some lessons that we can learn from this. I think there's two things that we can learn. One is God wants us to read the whole Bible. There are parts of the Bible that just are not pretty. The fall of man in the Garden of Eden. The fact that it got so bad in the world that God sent a flood and killed everyone but 8 people. The fact that God's people continually rejected him for centuries. The fact that God's people were eventually had to be led off in captivity. And we look at the New Testament, we can see the problems at the church in Corinth. There are some parts of the Bible that just are not pretty. But we're not just supposed to read those parts. We're supposed to read the good parts as well. And when you read the whole Bible, it's a beautiful, beautiful story of the relationship between man and God and how God wants that relationship to be intact. Second lesson we can learn is that the failures that are in the Bible, I think, can be powerful lessons for us. The people with the Elad Foundation, I think, are missing an incredible opportunity by blocking out, at least mentally, the story of David and Bathsheba. They're missing the fact that people make mistakes and that people can recover from mistakes. And I can tell you, I'm not a king like David. I'm just a normal guy from Athens, Alabama, and I make mistakes. And it's not that I want to relish in someone else's misery, but I really get a lot out of the story of David and Bathsheba because I know that even someone who is a man after God's own heart can make mistakes, and we do too, but we can grow from that. And I think These are two valuable lessons that we can take with us as we go through life. Won't you bow with me? Our Father in heaven, we're so thankful for the opportunity we've had tonight to come together, study from your word. Father, we are thankful for your word. We're thankful for the people that are in the Bible. We're thankful for the good things that we did. And we're thankful, Father, for the lessons that we can learn by reading about the bad things they did. We're thankful, Father, that you love us. And throughout history, what you want from us is to be in the right relationship with you. Be with us, Father, as we depart. Guide us and protect us. And if it be your will, bring us back again on Sunday morning. In Christ's name, amen. We have a couple of announcements before we depart.